Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Money Member by Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Menachos Daf Tzadi Hey, the 11th parak Shtei Lechem. So the three tabs are going to focus on number one. Amraim asked, Lechem Apanim Nipso B'Masos or Enu Nipso B'Masos? Did the Lechem Apanim become invalidated through Yotze leaving during the journeys in the Midbar when the Mishkan was dismantled, or did it not become invalidated during the journeys? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shuben Levi discussed this topic. One of them said it becomes possible, and the other said it does not. The Gemara assumes that they're arguing about this question, but ultimately objects that B'Musudar, where the Lechem was arranged on the Shulchan while traveling, all should agree it remains kosher, because the Pasuk says, Lechem atamid alav yeh, and the constant bread shall remain on it, implying the Lechem remains valid while traveling. Therefore, Rav Dimi suggested the argument B'Musulak, where the Lechem was removed from the Shulchan before traveling. However, Braisa proves that the Lechem does become pasul, because the Pasuk says, Kasher yachanu ken yisau, as they encamp, so shall they journey, compares her encampment to journeying, teaching that the Lechem becomes pasul through Yotzi, leaving when the Azor is dismantled through traveling. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that there is no argument. One Amor is discussing where the Lechem was arranged on the Shulchan, and the other was discussing where the Lechem was removed. Point number two was taught in a Braisa with Shas Silk Masaos. During the removal of the Mishkan for the journeys in the Midbar, all Kajim become Pasol through Yotze, since there was no Azora, and Zabin and Mitzrayim were Mishtalkin Chutz L'Mechitz HaSan, sent out of their partitions, meaning Zavin were sent out of the Machane Levia, and Mitzrayim were sent out of the Machane Yisrael, because although there was no Machane Shechina, which invalidated the Kajim, the Machane Levia and Machane Yisrael remained. The Gemara objects that another Braisa states, Hugulu HaParoches, once the curtains surrounding the Azora were rolled up for traveling, Hutru HaZavin Mitzrayim Likanesu Sham, the Zavin and Mitzrayim became permitted to enter there. Rav Ashi answers that it's a Malchokas, and the latter Braisa follows Rabbi Eliezer, who darshaned a hekesh between sending out Zavin, Mitzrayim, and those Tamei from dead bodies to teach B'shas Shetamei Mesim Mishtalchin at a time when those Tamei from the dead are sent out of the Migdash, Zavin and Mitzrayim Mishtalchin. Zavin and Mitzrayim are also sent out of their machanos. But whenever those who are Tamei from the dead are not sent out, Zavin and Mitzrayim are also not sent out. And point number three, in the next mission, the Tanna Kamma says about the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Apanim that Lishasan Varichasan Bechutz, their kneading and their shaping may be performed outside the Azora, Vafiyasan Befnim, but their baking must be inside the Azora. Veinan Dorches HaShabbos, and their baking does not override Shabbos, rather, they must be baked beforehand. Rav Yehuda says, Kol Maasehem Befnim, all their preparatory activities must be performed inside the Azora. Rabbi Shimon says, "Olam havi ragul lomar." One should always be accustomed to saying, "The shtei lechem and lechem apanim are valid in the Azara and also valid in the base page," meaning throughout Yerushalayim. The Gemara explains that the Tanna Kamma holds the isaron, the kli for measuring the flour, was not a kli sharis and was not makadosh it to disqualify it through being outside the Azara, but the tanur in which the lechem was baked was a kli sharis and was makadosh it, so it must be baked bifnim. The Gemara objects that if it must be baked before Shabbos, the Lechem will be disqualified through Lina. This is not answered. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even the Isaron is Mekadosh, and Rabbi Shimon holds, even the Tanur is not Mekadosh. The Gemara concludes that their Malchokas is based on received traditions. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Amoraim asked, Lechem Apanim Nipso B'Masaos or Enu Nipso B'Masaos? Did the Lechem Apanim become invalidated through Yotze leaving during the journeys in the Midbar when the Mishkan was dismantled, or did it not become invalidated during the journeys? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shuben Levi discussed this topic. One of them said it becomes possible, and the other said it does not. The Gemara assumes that they're arguing about this question, but ultimately objects that B'Musudar, where the Lechem was arranged on the Shulchan while traveling, all should agree it remains kosher, because the Pasuk says, Lechem atamid alav yeh, and the constant bread shall remain on it, implying the Lechem remains valid while traveling. Therefore, Rav Dimi suggested the argument B'Musulak, where the Lechem was removed from the Shulchan before traveling. However, Braisa proves that the Lechem does become pasul, because the Pasuk says, Kasher yachanu ken yisau, as they encamp, so shall they journey, compares her encampment to journeying, teaching that the Lechem becomes pasul through Yotzi, leaving when the Azor is dismantled through traveling. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that there is no argument. One Amor is discussing where the Lechem was arranged on the Shulchan, and the other was discussing where the Lechem was removed. Point number two was taught in a Braisa with Shas Silk Masaos. During the removal of the Mishkan for the journeys in the Midbar, all Kajim become Pasol through Yotze, since there was no Azora, and Zavin and Mitzrayim were Mishtalkin Chutz L'Mechitz HaSan, sent out of their partitions, meaning Zavin were sent out of the Machane Levia, and Mitzrayim were sent out of the Machane Yisrael, because although there was no Machane Shechina, which invalidated the Kodshim, the Machane Levia and Machane Yisrael remained. The Gemara objects that another Brisa states, Hugulu HaParoches, once the curtains surrounding the Azorah were rolled up for traveling, Hutru HaZavin Mitzrayim Likanesu Sham, the Zavin and Mitzrayim became permitted to enter there. Rav Ashi answers that it's a Malchokas, and the latter Brisa follows Rabbi Eliezer, who darshaned a hekesh between sending out Zavin, Mitzrayim, and those Tamei from dead bodies to teach B'shas Shetamei Mesi Mishtalchin at a time when those Tamei from the dead are sent out of the Migdash, Zavim and Mitzrayim Mishtalchin. Zavim and Mitzrayim are also sent out of their Machanos. But whenever those who are Tamei from the dead are not sent out, Zavim and Mitzrayim are also not sent out. And point number three, the next mission, the Tanakhama says about the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Apanim, that Lishasan Varichasan B'chutz, their kneading and their shaping may be performed outside the Azorah, V'afiyasan B'fnim, but their baking must be inside the Azorah. V'einan Dorches HaShabbos, and their baking does not override Shabbos, rather, they must be baked beforehand. Rav Yehuda says, Kol Maaseihem B'fnim, all their preparatory activities must be performed inside the Azorah. Rabbi Shimon says, "Olam havi ragul lomar." One should always be accustomed to saying, "The shtei lechem and lechem apanim are valid in the Azorah and also valid in the Beis Page," meaning throughout Yerushalayim. The Gemara explains that the Tanakhama holds the isaron, the kli for measuring the flour, was not a kli sharis and was not makadosh it to disqualify it through being outside the Azorah. But the tanur in which the lechem was baked was a kli sharis and was makadosh it, so it must be baked bifnim. The Gemara objects that if it must be baked before Shabbos, the lechem will be disqualified through lina. This is not answered. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even the isaron is mekadosh, and Rabbi Shimon holds, even the tanur is not mekadosh. The Gemara concludes that their malchokas is based on received traditions. All right, so now we go to our siman daf tzadihei, and our standard siman is a tzahal, tank commander. So here goes. The tank commander who instructed a battalion of tanks to escort the Shulchan with a lechem apanim on it while they traveled with the Mishkan, so no one should remove the breads and puzzle them, beyotze, and another battalion to guard the camps so no Zav or Mitzor would enter where they shouldn't, sent scouts ahead to prepare a place to knead and shape the lechem apanim, but told them to wait for the baking until they were inside the Azorah. Once again, slow motion. The tank commander, that must be on daf. Tzadihei, Tzahal, tank commander. The tank commander who instructed a battalion of tanks to escort the Shulchan with a lechem apanim on it while they travel with the Mishkan so no one should remove the breads and puzzle them, beyotze, which reminds us, Amoraim asked, lechem apanim nipso b'masos or enu nipso b'masos? Did the lechem apanim become invalidated through yotze leaving during the journeys in the Midbar when the Mishkan was dismantled, or did it not become invalidated during the journeys? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishub and Levi discussed this topic. One of them said it becomes possible, and the other said it does not. The Gemara concludes that there is no argument. One Amora is discussing where the lechem was arranged on the Shulchan and therefore valid, and the other was discussing where the lechem was removed and therefore possible. So the tank commander who instructed a battalion of tanks to escort the Shulchan with the lechem upon him on it while they travel with the Mishkan so no one should remove the breads and puzzle them, beyotze, and another battalion to guard the camp so no Zav or Mitzor would enter where they shouldn't, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses sending Zavim and Mitzrayim out of the Machanos when the Mishkan was dismantled during Masaos. So the tank commander who instructed a battalion of tanks to escort the Shulchan with a lechem upon him on it while they traveled with the Mishkan so no one should remove the breads and puzzle them, beyotze, and another battalion to guard the camp so no Zav or Mitzor would enter where they shouldn't, send scouts ahead to prepare a place to knead and shape the lechem upon him, but told them to wait for the baking until they were inside the Azar, which reminds us, in the next mission, the Tanakhama says about the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, that Lishasan V'Arichasan B'chutz, that their kneading and their shaping may be performed outside the Azorah, V'Afiyasan B'fnim, but their baking must be inside the Azorah. V'Einan Dorches HaShabbos, and their baking does not override Shabbos, rather, they must be baked beforehand. Rav Yehuda says, Kol Maaseihem B'fnim, all their preparatory activities must be performed inside the Azorah. So once again, the tank commander who instructed a battalion of tanks to escort the Shulchan with the lechem upon him on it while they travel with the Mishkan so no one should remove the breads and puzzle them, beyotze, and another battalion to guard the camp so no Zav or Mitzor would enter where they shouldn't, sent scouts ahead to prepare a place to knead and shape the lechem upon him, but told them to wait for the baking until they were inside the Azorah. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Tzadi Av. So the symbol Daf Tzadi Av is an exit sign. So here goes. As a man bringing two olas as the dove was left in a Sakim store under the exit sign, that must more on Daf Tzadi Av. As a man bringing two olas as Nadav was left the Nesachim store, under the exit sign with his two Nesachim, which reminds us, we learn, that one who brings two Karbanos, even of the same type, require two sets of Nesachim. So as the man bringing two olas as Nadav was left the Nesachim store, under the exit sign with his two Nesachim, followed by the Metzor with his Nesachim for his Chatas and Asham, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that although a Chatas and Asham generally do not require Nesachim, the Chatas and Asham of a Metzora do require Nesachim. A Braisa teaches that when the Pasuk about a Metzora's Karbanos requires bringing a Mincha, but Mincha ba im hazevach hakas medaber, the Pasuk is speaking about a Mincha which comes together with the Karban, rather than an independent Mincha. So as a man bringing two olas as Nadav was left in the Nesachim store under the exit sign, with his two Nesachim, followed by the Metzora with his Nesachim for his Chatas and Asham, a man entered with his 13-month-old Palgas, which had an old exit sign in its mouth, to get Nesachim similar to an aisle, not a Kevis, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why the Pasuk says, O L'ayel, or for a ram, and answers that it teaches that a Palgas requires the same Nesachim as an aisle, not like those of a Kevis. A Palgas is a male sheep in its 13th month, older than a Kevis, but younger than an aisle. Daf Tzadi Beis. So the Simon Daf Tzadi Beis is a turtle. So here goes. At the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, turtle shell, that must be on Daf Tzadi Beis, turtle. At the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing Smicha and Asir Mishdalech for eating turtle soup, which reminds us, and more brings a Malchokas, if the Asir Mishdalech atones for Kohanim. So at the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing Smicha and Asir Mishdalech for eating turtle soup, and two Zakenim were doing Smicha and Asir Avodah Zorah for Beis and Paskening, it was mutter to bow down to a giant turtle idol, which reminds us, Gemara brings the Malchokas of the Sira Avodas Kochavim requires smicha. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon disagreed with the Tanakhama and said that a Sira Avodas Kochavim requires smicha. In one brace, Rabbi Yudah says that the word hachai, the live goat written about the Simish Delech, teaches that only this Sair requires smicha, but not Sira Avodas Kochavim. But Rabbi Shimon replies that hachai teaches that Sira Avodas Kochavim do not require smicha by Aaron, like the Simish Delech, but they do require smicha by the Zakenim, who are owners. So, at the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing Smicha on a Asir Mishdalech for eating turtle soup, and two Zakenim were doing Smicha on a Asir Avodah Zorah for Beis and Paskening to bow down to a giant turtle idol, three men bringing a Bechor Maaser and Pesach were turned away and given turtle-shaped no Smicha signs, which reminds us, the Mishnah concluded that all Karbanos Yachid do not require Smicha except for Bechor Maaser and Pesach. A Braisa darshens the word Karbano, his sacrifice, written three times in the Pesukim Bet Shlamim, to exclude these three Karbanos from Smicha. The Braisa explains that without a drasha, they should all have required Smicha based on a Kav HaChomer from Shlamim. Daf Tzadi Gimel. So the Simra Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. The train conductor, that must be around Daf Tzadi Gimel, train chugging along. The train conductor heading to Shalim with his inherited Karban, who wasn't sure if he should do Smicha on it, when he gets there, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Machlokas of a Yorish performs Smicha and makes Tamura. So the train conductor heading to Yerushalayim with his inherited Karban, who wasn't sure if he should do Smicha on it, when he gets there, was relieved when he was told that Smicha is not Ma'akev Kapara, which reminds us, we learn that Smicha is Shiari Mitzvah. Smicha is considered the remnant of a Mitzvah, and is not Ma'akev the Kapara if it was not performed. So the train conductor heading to Yerushalayim with his inherited Karban, who wasn't sure if he should do Smicha on it, when he gets there, was relieved when he was told that Smicha is not Ma'akev Kapara. But if he does it, he should be sure to do it on the head and not the neck, back, or breast, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that Smicha is performed al harosh bebeis yadayim, on the head of the animal with two hands. A Braisa darshens three mentions of the words al harosh to teach that the Smicha may not be performed al tzavar on the neck, nor al gabayim on the back, nor al chaza on the breast. Daf Tzadi Dalad. So the Simur Daf Tzadi Dalad is a hunter based on Tzad. So here goes. Well, one hunter, that must be on Daf Tzadi Dalad. Well, one hunter did tenufa of an animal on behalf of himself and his hunting partners, while they lined up to each do smicha on the sheep they caught, which reminds us, the next Mishnah compares the relative chumras of smicha and tenufa. The chumra of smicha is, she'echod meinif oko achovrim, that one owner can wave a carbon for all partners, ve'ein echod somech oko achovrim, but one cannot lean on the carbon for all partners. The chumra of tenufa is that it's performed even on karbanos tzibor, even on shechted karbanos, and on non-living items such as the lachmei toda, in contrast to smicha. A Braisa Darshan's carbon note, his sacrifice, the Rab was called by carbon with smicha, to include all owners of a carbon for smicha. So while one hunter did tenufa of an animal on behalf of himself and his hunting partners, while they lined up to each do smicha on the sheep they caught, the camp cook used three metal molds to bake breads, which reminds us there were three tfusim, three molds for the lechem apanim. So while one hunter did tenufa of an animal on behalf of himself and his hunting partners, while they lined up to each do smicha on the sheep they caught, the camp cook used three metal molds to bake breads that looked like open boxes and fast ships, which reminds us there's a machlokas if the lechem apanim was shaped like a teva prutza, an open box, or a sfina roketas, a fast ship. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you learn that an Ashim Mitzor, which was shechted, Shalol Lashmo, still requires Nesachim? That's on Duff. Peites. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn that one Shutuf performs Tnufa for his partners, but each Shutuf performs Smicha? That's on Duff. Tzadi Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn that one who brings two Karbonas, even of the same type, requires two sets of Nesachim? That's on Duff. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you want a pulgus requires nesachim like an aisle? That's on Duff. Tzadi Olive. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss which preparations of the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem upon him took place bifnim? That's on Duff. Tzadi Hey. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn that smicha is shiari mitzvah and is not ma'akev kapara? That's on Duff. Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we makokas about Beirutze midos of midos halach and midos yavesh? That's on daf. Tzadi. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss sending the Zavim and Mitzrayim out of the Machnos when the Mishkan was dismantled during the Masaos? That's on daf. Tzadi hey. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we makokas of a Yorish perform smicha and makes tamura? That's on daf. Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you discuss whether the lechem apanim becomes pasul during the masaos, the journeys in the midbar? That's on daf. Tzadi hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.